This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about the attack that's occurring on America, and it's an attack on all fronts. And I'm going to tell you, folks, you are so fortunate right now that we've been so skilled and honed. We have trained for the better part of a decade, and the Democrats are attacking it all flanks, all different directions. And you know what we're doing? We are knocking these chumps out. We are deflecting them. We are pushing them back at every single turn. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me, that you're paying attention, you're plugged in politically. I'm glad that you see your role, however small it may be, it is significant. I never want you to feel as if you don't have a voice. First of all, I will give you a voice. You want to be on the show, you got an idea, a comment, let us know. We'll try to push it out there. We do the best we can. We can't be all things to everybody, but we do the best we can. And I know that many of you are contacted by me. It's funny, they'll call and, hey, it's Kevin. Kevin Jackson. Yeah, not a staffer. No, Kevin. Oh, my gosh, Kevin, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Yeah, you're talking to me, man. It ain't no big deal. It ain't Denzel, baby. Okay? But, yeah, they're shocked that, you know, or I'll call back. I'll go, hey, I saw you called. Just want to give you a quick call. If I'm lying, I'm dying. There are people that have called this show that have sent me notes. I will call you personally. If you put your phone number in there, I've called personally. And they go, I can't believe you called me. Yeah. I'm busy. I got a life. You know, got family and stuff, but I will give you a quick call and just to let you know you matter. And you do matter, because that one vote, that one thing, that one voice you say, that one opposition thought you put out there when somebody goes, Trump is this, and you go, no, he's not. And you fight back. All of it counts in the cosmic scheme of things, and whoever's keeping score in the grand scheme of things, it counts. You count. But let me tell you, we are at war. And I was thinking about it in terms of the Boy Scouts. See, the Boy Scouts are essentially gone, but the Girl Scouts are thriving. Now, when I was a kid, the Boy Scouts was a great thing for you to do, because my grandparents bought me a used Boy Scout book, and I took it and I said, I'm going to learn how to tie knots. I'm going to learn these things the Boy Scouts are doing, because it was cool stuff. I grew up in the country. I was doing, but to get a merit badge for me was practically walking out my door. I could go collect certain flowers and knew which ones were poisonous and which ones, you know, provided medicinal properties. And I knew, you know, how to dig a well next to the water and not drink the direct water, no matter how clear it looks. And all this, so it was just applying it and then, you know, becoming, well, I guess, an Eagle Scout. But the point was, Boy Scouts was thriving. I went to one camp out with the Boy Scouts. That was the only one I went to. I couldn't go every time they met because I lived in the country. It was a big deal. I had to get in the car, you know, drive through the country, drive, you know, 15 minutes into town. My grandmother had to wait, versus the kids that were already in town. The parents dropped them off or they rode their bike over to the meetings. I couldn't go to the meetings. But anyway, the Boy Scouts, almost gone, essentially gone. Girl Scouts, thriving. Girl Scouts, when I say Girl Scouts, what's the first thing you think of? You think cookies, right? Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. Girl Scouts doing great. An entire industry built around the Girl Scouts. It used to be built around the Boy Scouts. The sashes, the little hoodies they wore. It looked like, you know, little guardian angels, you know, the little hoodie hats. Fringe beret looking things. The outfits, the merit badges, the books themselves, the campouts. All the Boy Scouts of America was an industry in and of itself. And many boys were in it, and it was a great transition from boyhood to manhood for reasons I described earlier. But they're almost gone. But Girl Scouts, you think cookies, Lemon Ups, Thin Mints, peanut butter sandwich, whatever. They probably got 50 other varieties, because I'm old school. I only know the ones that I know. There's even Girl Scout flavored coffee, folks. I don't think Girl Scouts are drinking coffee, but they got Girl Scout flavored cookie flavored coffee. What? They have Girl Scout ice cream, you know, made up of these different cookies that the girl. And you know these girls ain't making these cookies. They got probably little Laotian or Guatemalan midgets making these cookies, selling them for profit. And we all look at it, it's so cute. Look at them, oh, they're over there selling their cookies as you walk into some store. And I don't, you know, I'm not disgruntled. I've eaten the cookies. They're okay as far as cookies go. I personally like other cookies better. But, you know, I get it. And I used to buy them because, you know, my neighbor, my daughter would come over. Hey, my daughter's a girl. Can we buy her cookies? Sure, I'll buy $18,000 worth and give them out and so on and so forth because you supported it. But they're doing pretty well in this Me Too male patriarchy. Are they not? 50,000 young girls ready to become what? Let's all say it together, folks. Feminists. Financially, Girl Scouts aren't doing too bad. I looked at their financials just for shiggles because I got curious. $199 million in assets, $74 million in liabilities. They got a lot of money in the bank. Meanwhile, the Boy Scouts, 10,000 lawsuits pending on what? Sexual abuse of the boys. The war on men continues. So I don't know how many boys entered Boy Scouts and went on to become, you know, to use whatever skill sets they learned, whether it was tying knots or, you know, making furniture or being able to use a compass in the wild. I don't know. Kill a wolf with your bare hands and eat his heart. Whatever the Boy Scouts required, it was a good passage into manhood. In as much as I don't care if young Girl Scouts want to teach girls how to become young ladies or women in society, not necessarily feminists, any more than I want Boy Scouts teaching a bunch of macho crap. But it was a good, the wholesome nature of both of those groups could not be argued back in the day. But one group is thriving and the other one's gone, and it is a sign of the times, people. It is a sign of the times. Boy Scouts have now been accused multiple times of buggering these boys. That group has been completely taken over by LGBT, let's face it, because heterosexual guys, we're not buggering boys. I never even thought about getting molested at a camp out when I was in Boy Scouts. But nowadays, you got to think about it. But here's the warning for the Girl Scouts. I say, wait until these little girls start suing because of the, you know, transgender or the lesbians that are in their groups. Wait until this starts to occur, and pretty soon there will be no passage into feminine, you know, manhood or womanhood. Because nobody will feel safe. There'll be none of these groups. But maybe this is what we need for the pendulum to swing back, where boys can be boys and girls can be girls, and we can go back to the way it was.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So this guy, I get an email, and I'm presuming it's a guy, I think it is, but it could be a woman. I don't want to dismiss women, but it's written like a guy, so I'm presuming that it probably is a man. And he supposedly is a Democrat, and he's written a letter to Democrats. Now, when you get these things, I don't know if they're true or not, but because that's not for me to ascertain. I always tell people I'm not the news. I'm an opinion piece and, you know, opinion person. And we're not trying to purvey news. We may give you news, but I interpret it. And if the news happens to be wrong, my interpretation of it isn't wrong. You know, it's my opinion about that. So I just want to be clear that we set the stage for this, because I don't know whether, you know, you may have seen this yourself, but I will analyze it because it has so many key points, things that I've talked about on the program before, that I want to make sure you're aware of them. So the guy writes this. I have a few questions for you. It's a letter to Democrats. He's talking to Democrats. He says, let me start with this. I already know you don't like President Trump. That's a given. So let's move on from that. How about the division of America? Do you really blame Trump for that? Now, before I go into what he wrote, I'm just going to let you know When Obama left office, America was already the most divided it had been in decades. Now, when Obama came into office, America was more united in one respect in terms of racial unity than it was in decades. People were, even some of you were like, thank God, we got a black dude in, we can end all this racist nonsense. That's what many of you thought. And I will tell you, because I'm good at this type of thing, I said to many of you white folks, you don't get it. Obama entering the White House didn't end racial stuff. It actually put it on steroids. I told many people, what are you talking about? You are about to witness racism in ways you've never thought about it. Oh, Kev, no way. Come on, man. There's a black president. Even if you don't like the guy, you got to feel good about that. I mean, I had conservatives telling me, I'm going, guys, first of all, you have a black Marxist that's entered the presidency. Never should have been. He's not qualified. And you're excited? Why? Because he's black? It's ridiculous. I wouldn't be any more excited about it. If he was a white guy, I'd go, how do we let a Marxist in? Puerto Rican, Asian, it wouldn't matter. But then to pull the race card, come on, man, it's the first Asian, it's the first this, it's the first Marxist is what it is, and that should disturb you. Anyway, I digress. So Barack Obama in 8 years put a division in America that I think is unmatched. Men against women, gays against straight. Do I really need to tell you he put Christians against Muslims? He put black against white. He put rich against poor. There is hardly a segment of society that this man did not touch. Maybe he didn't put midgets against tall people. But anybody else, boy, he drove a chasm, a wedge in there that with the size of that would have made a Grand Canyon. And so that's what he left. And Trump inherits this. And going back to the article, here's what the guy writes. How about within 19 minutes after Trump was inaugurated, the Washington Post declared the impeachment campaign has started? Was that when Trump divided America? Now, you may not know that, but the WAPO wrote an article exactly saying exactly that. There were it was unlimited number of Democrat politicians that told us right away, we are going to keep him in court, we are going to impeach the MF. He goes on. How about when none of the Democrats showed up for his inauguration? You think that started the division? He hadn't even been president yet, and except for Clinton and Obama, not one Democrat showed up. Is that when Trump divided America? Can you imagine if Republicans didn't show up for Obama's inauguration because they lost? Can you even start to imagine what would have happened? See, I love that, because that's spin it 101. Just push it right back on them. What would they have said if Republicans didn't show up? Oh, look at all these racists. They didn't want to support. But not a single care in the world that many members of the Congressional Black Circus, these circus clowns, did not show up to support President Trump, as did many of the regular high-ranking Democrats who said, we're not going. And he's only getting started. He says, how about when Nancy Pelosi ripped up Trump's State of the Union right in front of the world, showing complete disrespect for the President of the United States? Did that bring the country together? And is that when Trump divided America? Look, there are many instances where the Democrats could have gotten behind Donald Trump. And I'll tell you this, you can count easily on one hand, the number of times Americans should have gotten behind Barack Obama. The only reason we didn't get behind that clown is because he was exactly that. He was an idiot. An idiot on the economy, an idiot on foreign policy, you name it. And he walked around the world, gallivanted around the world, blaming us. America, the people who have helped every single country on the planet, he blamed us, and they wanted us to get behind him. Donald Trump has done things that if Barack Obama had done it, he'd be up on Mount Rushmore by now, and the Democrats will not get behind him. This latest slew of executive orders, You would think the Democrats would go, hey, look, you can be mad at Donald Trump, but he gave us every single thing we've been talking about for decades. He took all the red tape out of it. Kudos to him. Did they do that? Of course not. He goes on. How about when America had to endure 3 years and over $30 million spent on trying to prove that Trump only won because of Russian collusion and not because America voted him in? And 17 Democrats did everything in their power to prove that there was Russian collusion and came up with zero. Was that when Trump divided America? I would just ask you, go to your average... When people talk to me about Barack Obama, I chuckle. He had a hostile, you know, this, or there were people that didn't want him to succeed. Compare anything that Barack Obama went through to that of Donald Trump. Anything. I dare you. Go for it. Call the show. 844-551-8255. By the way, good time for me to reinforce what I always say to these people that want to talk, you know, talk smack. You know a leftist that wants to debate, that thinks that they are bulletproof, that they can't lose in a debate? Have them call my show. We'll treat them with respect. I will kick their butts publicly on this show. And it's open. It's open to any of them. Mark Lamont Hill. It's open to Fat Cheeks, so Fat Head, what's his name, Roland Martin. Somebody asked me, would I debate him? Happy to debate him. He won't debate me. Happy to. Any of them. You take your pick. They claim to love to want to debate conservatives. Roland Martin claims he loves that. Write to Roland Martin and say, Kevin Jackson said he'll debate you anytime, anywhere. Let's go for it. And watch what you get back. He won't do it. So, I challenge him. Any of them that want to do it, let's do it. Because they won't. These are the divisive people. When we come back, I'm going to finish this article.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal officials say efforts to reduce violent crime in cities around the nation is working. Attorney General Bill Barr in Kansas City, Missouri, saying that almost 1,500 arrests have been made as part of Operation Legend.
Operation Legend is at the heart of the federal government's response to this upturn in violent crime. Its mission is to save lives, solve crimes, and take violent offenders off the streets before they can claim more victims.
Portland police declared a riot Tuesday night in the city after a fire was set inside a county government building. The rioters broke the windows of the building and used lighter fluid to start the fire. The building set on fire used to be where people would come to get married and get their passports. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is postponing trade talks with China and says he does not want to talk to China right now. Asked at the event in Yuma, Arizona on Tuesday whether the president would pull out of the trade deal with China, the president said he would see. Trade representatives were set to meet with China to discuss the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal that was signed back in January. As the big push for mail-in voting continues, a new poll may shock some folks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
It turns out most Americans would prefer to vote in person this November. A new CNN poll shows 43% of people say they would prefer going to the polls on Election Day as normal with precautions. 22% would like to drop off their ballot at a polling place ahead of time. Only 34% of the respondents said they would prefer to vote exclusively by mail.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today, I offer to them, we'll take down a trillion if you add a trillion in. They said, absolutely not. If we could do that, if we take down a trillion and they add a trillion, we'll be within range.
Note the ease in which Nancy Pelosi talks about trillions. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about a guy who supposedly wrote a letter to Democrats, and he's a former Democrat, and he's talking about Donald Trump and what he's had to face, and supposedly this letter is him recognizing, coming to the conclusion of all these things that we've been talking about, that we recognize as conservatives for decades. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So, Brandon Straka had a walkaway event in Beverly Hills, California, and there were thousands of people in L.A. talking about, you know, taking California back. I'm glad somebody's doing it. I applaud Brandon for that. He won't endorse President Trump because he says his movement is not about endorsing candidates. I think that's a mistake on his part. If you want him to walk away from the Democratic Party, what do you want him walking to, Brandon? But that's his deal. It's his group to run. But at least he's out there. He's got people mobilized. And there were about 1,000 people that supposedly came out to this. And I remind you of California 25. A Republican now serves in that seat. Defeated a Democrat, disgraced Democrat, but ran against another one who was ready to take over and beat this person by 12 points in a heavily Democratic district. People believe California can be taken. I'm glad somebody's out there doing it. And this letter to Democrats sort of gives you the treatment, the way to go about it. Because this guy is saying, look, Democrats want to pretend that they are, you know, holier than thou and they're uniters and all these other things. But 19 minutes after President Trump was elected, the Washington Post declared that the impeachment campaign had started. And where did it end up? It ended up with them taking what Joe Biden said, applying it to Trump, and losing on impeachment. But still, it shows you the level of desperation. The level of desperation. He goes on, he talks about none of the Democrats showing up to Trump's inauguration. Could Republicans have gotten away with that with Barack Obama and not taken been a media onslaught? Of course not. But it's par for the course with the Democrats who then say Trump is a divider. Remember when Trump was asked by us, when are you going to go after Hillary Clinton? And he says, you know, she lost. She ran a good fight. I'm pretty much going to leave her alone. Hands off. Did Hillary Clinton stay that way? No. Donald Trump essentially was forgive and forget, let's unite the country. They didn't do it. They tied him to Charlottesville. They called him a racist. They called him a misogynist. They called him all kinds of things. Meanwhile, Barack Obama was the most divisive president ever. How many things can I tell you? This guy hated veterans. He hated capitalists. He hated conservatives. He hated white folks. He hated men. He hated Christians. What did he not hate? What did he not separate? What did he not divide? This guy had cops going against black guys, and he knows the level of criminality in the black community. He knows the impact of this, of removing cops from black communities and demonizing cops. And what did he do? He does it. The cop acted stupidly. We profile this in our movie, Bleeding Blue. I suggest you check it out, bleedingbluemovie.com, and tell a friend. Not because Kevin's going to make a buck, because I probably won't. Being honest, we may lose money on the film. But it'll still be out there as a masterpiece. And I'm proud of it. My baby's beautiful. Beautiful. Not just cute. This is a beautiful baby. And when you see it, you'll say it too. It ain't one of them ugly babies. So Barack Obama's the divider. So are the Democrats. He profiled Nancy Pelosi. Have you ever seen a Speaker of the House rip up a speech that a president gave at a State of the Union? Have you ever in your life, would you have, if I said that would happen, would you have said, nah, that's not going to happen? No matter how mad they get, no matter how much they disagree, they will act with decorum. Did it happen? Yep, Pelosi did it. They spent $30+ million, 17 partisan Democrats who were led by a team of partisan Democrats, or led, you know, it was headed by Robert Mueller, who tried to get Trump on Russian collusion, that they, and we're going to learn in the very near future, was all trumped up, made up, fraudulent, fake news. And they say they were all united. Barack Obama claimed he was going to help Trump with a smooth transition of power, and he lied through his brown teeth. That's what he did. His clean and articulate teeth. That's what he lied through. Yep. The Democratic Party that will spend your money like it's only a trillion. If they come up a if we come down a trillion, they come up a trillion, we'll be very close. How many trillions can you be talking about if you say that? Let's say they want 5 million and the 5.5 trillion and the Republicans want 3.5 trillion and they say, look, all we got, let's say the Democrats want 6 trillion and they say, if we come down a trillion to 5 trillion and they come up a trillion to 4.5 trillion. We're only a half a trillion away. We're very close. Well, let me tell you something. Whatever that number is that makes them very close, I promise you, it is large enough to go buy other countries. We talk about trillions like it's nothing now. It's vapor, fake money. Yeah. He's talking about this guy. He's talking about the division that they claim Donald Trump has for the nation. The man that wants to, quote, make America great again. America, an amalgam of every country, every race, every creed, every culture, every ethnicity, every peccadillo, sexually or otherwise. We're made up of all of it. And he wants to make it great again. And they don't want that. So he goes in, he says, I can't even talk about the negative press this man has received since his surprise win. He says, Well, look. Before I go on, let me tell you, I can talk about it. I mentioned it in previous broadcasts. Trump gets 92%, over 90% negative press almost all the time. It doesn't matter what he does. Trump signed executive orders that follow right in line with what the Democrats want. I want you to understand what would have happened if Barack Obama said, "I'm going to sign an executive order that makes pre-existing conditions covered by insurance companies." Protects students who are not working from having to pay their student loans in the time of the pandemic. It makes sure that nobody gets kicked out of their residence until we resolve this and get people back to work during the time of the pandemic. It makes sure that employees are going to get a rebate on their wages because we shouldn't be, you know, they're concerned and they're probably taking care of other people, so we're going to do that. And we're also going to protect small businesses by doing the same thing. And I could go, what all these things? Can you imagine what the left would be saying? They would be talking about the boldness of Barack Obama's move. And quite frankly, some of us might be talking about, is it unconstitutional or whatever else? But because I'll be honest with you, I'm not for all of this. I'm not. The only thing I'm for is the strategy of it. I love that part. Oh my gosh. Trump, brilliant move. So I love the strategy piece. But I don't like all of the issues around it. I don't. Extending unemployment to the end of the year. But I understand the strategy of it. And I do understand if the Democrats want to play the game of keeping people out of work, I'm going to own giving them their money. I'm not going to let Congress do it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to put it on the feet of the Democrats. I'm going to make them liars that they don't want any of the things I want. And that's what he did. This was a uniting move. Because it said to America, look, I'm going to take the partisan bickering out of this thing, and I'm going to take care of it for you. What about the donors? He goes on, remember the donors, the likes of Bloomberg, who gave $27 million. Tom Steyer, $17 million. George Soros, $9 million. Many more. Multi-millions to Hillary. They wanted a return on their investment. You really think the donors give up millions upon millions just because they love Hillary? I asked this question the other day. All the big donors, the Bill Gateses of the world, the Warren Buffetts, all these guys are mostly leftists. Too much money, more money than sense. And Bill Gates, man, the world's going to write a book on this guy about these viruses and these vaccines and stuff, and you're going to figure out who that guy was. He says those weren't campaign donations to Hillary. They were investments in what Hillary had promised when she became president. They were so sure she would win, they would be showered with huge returns. And when it didn't happen, they lost all those millions. They all wanted to take Trump out of office by any means. He says 90% of the mainstream media and corporations own them are owned by or run by big Democrat donors. He says, verify it for yourselves. I did. Says since the moment Trump won, even before he was inaugurated, the mainstream reporting was 92% negative on him. You know why? Big donors. He ends it with this. What has Joe Biden done for America in the last 47 years he's been in office? What has he done for blacks while he and Obama were in office? What has he done his entire time in the public or private sector? Has he created any jobs? What has he done to help the middle class worker? He says nothing. There's a new and different kind of woke. And many Democrats are experiencing it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let me take this opportunity to say a word to the millions of people who supported my campaign this year and in 2016. My friends, thank you for your trust, your support, and the love you showed Jane, me, and our family. Together, we have moved this country in a bold new direction, showing that all of us, black and white, Latino, Native American, Asian American, gay and straight, native-born and immigrant, yearn for a nation based on the principles of justice, love, and compassion. Our campaign ended several months ago, but our movement continues and is getting stronger every day. Many of the ideas we fought for that just a few years ago were considered radical are now mainstream. But let us be clear. If Donald Trump is reelected, all the progress we have made will be in jeopardy.
I did not see this part of the Democrat National clown show, but I did see the clip of Bernie Sanders. And I got to tell you, I have few words. I can't even describe the level of detachment that you have to stand, to sit before a camera, wherever, whatever he was doing, and praise Biden as the guy who can do it, who can make it happen, and Donald Trump can't. As you witness everything that you're witnessing with Donald Trump bringing back this economy for a second time, I can't even imagine this. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The other thing I'll tell you is how much egg is going to be on the face of the Democrats when Joe Biden blows up in front of the world. And they say to the world, to Americans and to the world, you know what? We are so ideologically bent, so ideologically maniacal, that we would throw away a leader that the rest of the world would give anything to have, because we would rather elect a demented old fool than the leader that is the envy of the world. And if you go, Kevin, he's not the envy of the world. Let me tell you something. If you don't believe that, you don't know politics. I was in France. I was, where else? I talked to Canada. I talked to three people from different countries while I was there. And every single, I mean, I'm not like they're the barometer, but they were like, you know what? I don't care what the media says. We love Trump. And I mean, these were random folks. And in each of the countries where I was, I made it a particular issue to say, hey, just out of curiosity, what do you think about Trump? Donald Trump he seems to be very strong. He's very pro-American. He's very pro your country. That was the comment I got. And in France, from multiple people, they go, will you trade us for Macron? Because we can't stand him. A couple of guys said, man, we love your president. And I could go on. Don't believe the hype. Donald Trump is a rock star, and the Democrats can't handle it. Kasich, invited to speak at the Democratic convention, and they touted this because leading up to this, and is this the last part of what I'm going to talk about? Because I've given you a letter to Democrats and some other things, even though the first hour we spent talking about the so-called convention. The snooze fest. But leading up to this, the Democrats felt like they had a skin on the wall. John Kasich, fourth in GOP delegates in 2016. And he says, I'm a lifelong Republican, but that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to my country. I want you to understand, everybody who endorses Biden threw their careers in the toilet over a demented fool. Every one of them. It should show you exactly why you should never vote Democrat ever in your life. This will be considered one of the biggest backfires. As I said earlier in the broadcast, the biggest backfire the Democrats ever did in the modern era was they orchestrated Trump to become the Republican nominee. Anyway, they go on to say, the president, he fired back. He says, Kasich did such a bad job in Ohio, ran for president, was easy to beat, and now went to the other side, desperate for relevance. Desperate for relevance. I talked earlier about people who are desperate to make a mark, because it's all about them. They aren't about what they're doing. Let me put it a different way from my perspective. If all I cared about was me, I promise you I would be... I would be Denzel of politics. I know how to do it. If I want to sell my soul and make it all about me and build up the cult of personality, I could do it. You know why I don't? Because I don't really care about that. Would it have helped? Maybe. If in retrospect, if I say, yeah, Kevin, if you were going to sacrifice yourself, look like a political clown, yeah, you could have really made a lot of people buy into you. You know what? If I have to do that for you to buy into me, I'm not going to sell it. Anyway, a lot of people looked at Kasich for what he was. And on both Democrat and the Republican side, They lampooned the guy. But he wasn't the only Republican, so-called Republican, who sided with Biden. There were three others. Former Congresswoman Susan Molinari, former New Jersey Governor Christy Todd Whitman, former candidate for governor and business executive Megan Whitman. I remember all of them. Rhinos to their rotten cores. And, you know, it's what's so sad is that we live in a culture now to where everybody believes they can be a star. And when they're star, I mean, let's face it. There are people that are called reality show stars, reality TV stars. They're ordinary people. They air their stupid grievances out there, and we get caught up in them. I had a friend, she was like, I would love to meet the Rich Housewives of Atlanta. I went, what for? Would you want to be one of their friends? Would you emulate them? No. But we have a culture where everybody's out there looking for clicks. Everybody's looking for retweets. Everybody's looking for shares. You know what I tweeted recently? I said, you know what we do with our team? We don't tweet to get a retweet. We tweet what matters to us. You don't like it? We don't care. We tweet what matters to us. We're not trying. If you're persuaded by our conversation, congratulations. But I don't go, oh, hey, everybody who believes Donald Trump should be president for 4 more years, hey, please retweet. Or, who's with me? I believe that, you know, Joe Biden would make a terrible president. Who's with me? Look, I'm not blaming the people that are out there looking for stardom. I know a few of them. But I say to myself, why are you doing this? This is much more important to me than the number of social media followers I have. Here's the way I measure now. I know there are people that are out there going, oh, you just saying this, man, because you ain't got no social media and all this. Let me tell you something. We were growing at one point at 5,000 people a day. And this was 5 years ago. That's 1.5 million a year. So I would have 8 million people on Facebook if you let me go. And by the way, we were growing 5,000 a day when I had 200,000 people. Nothing's changed with me. Nothing. But you know what happened? Facebook went, wait a minute. Some of these people are growing way too fast. And they stopped me. We now lose about 100 a day. Now, Twitter. I've been on Twitter. I tweet prolific tweets. We're up to 70-something thousand. They dropped us back a few hundred. And you know what I figured out? I said Twitter and Facebook said there are people that we just don't want the word to get out. And we're going to shadow ban. And it's, I'm not the only one. I believe these people say we're going to shadow ban the voices that we do not, that are making so much sense they're dangerous to us. Now, you may say that's self-serving because Kevin Candace Owens gets a ton of tweets. She's got millions. Okay, great. Good for her. I'm happy for her. I believe that, and I'm not in a contest with her. I think what we tweet and what we put out there is profound. So, there you have it. But we don't care. We get what we get. I believe God will expose what he needs, what he wants out there when the time comes. But anyway, the point is, you got these people that are seeking something. There's something inside of them that goes, I gotta be, you know, loved. I gotta be needed. And it reminds me of a song. I gotta be loved and needed. Anyway, I'm musical. But you know what? We don't crave that. I crave that you get the message and you spread it. And I hope you do. I hope you will spread the word about us, but it isn't our primary thing. It's doing great work for the greater good.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.